91X News.
It's 16 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Nikolai Karpinski. The Trudeau government will update Canadians tomorrow on the state of the economy and the federal finances. Terry Pedwell of the Canadian Press has the story.
Finance Minister Bill Morneau will release his fiscal and economic update at a time when the country is still trying to shake off the negative effects of low oil prices. This will be the first time the Liberals will open the books to the public since taking power from the Conservatives last month. The Finance Department says the calculations will not include measures the Liberals have pledged to adopt. Treasury Board President Scott Bryson recently suggested the Liberals may have to make adjustments to fulfill election promises because the Conservatives left only a few fiscal scraps behind. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press. Ottawa.
Crown prosecutors are looking to tie up a few loose ends in their evidence as they finish laying out their case at the trial of Senator Mike Duffy. Terry Pedwell also has the story.
Those loose ends include testimony from a friend of Mike Duffy's who received $65,000 in unusual contracts and two Senate staffers who were there to shed bits of light on office practices. Some of the 31 charges to which Duffy has pleaded not guilty relate to contracts the senator awarded through friend Gerald Donahue for research and consulting services. The Crown alleges the contracts were used as a slush fund to pay for speechwriters, a makeup artist, and the cell phone bills of a former Duffy employee. The Crown called on the Senate Telecommunications Supervisor to take the court through the rules around cell phones, and on a Senate staffer to refute earlier testimony by one of Duffy's administrative assistants. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Environmentalists say they are concerned about the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval of the first genetically modified salmon for human consumption. Lucy Sherritt of the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network says it could ramp up production of the eggs at a facility in PEI. She says that could raise the risk of an escape by GM salmon into the wild population.
Canada would be the origin of this world's first GM food animal. We would be the ones sending GM fish eggs to Panama to be grown out for the U.S. market.
Aqua Bounty won approval for its Atlantic salmon that has been genetically engineered to mature more quickly than conventional farmed fish. It says the fish are sterile, so they can't breed with wild salmon. Transforum Quinty held its third annual Transgender Day of Remembrance last night. Program coordinator Stacey Love Joliker says the event is getting bigger every year.
I'm really, really happy with the turnout we've had. The first one we had maybe about 10 or 15 people, and tonight we had about 35 to 40, so it's really encouraging to see our community coming together.
13-year-old trans male Ryan Keenan said it was rewarding to be at last night's event.
It feels rewarding to be a part of all this with so many people working together, helping ones who don't have very much support themselves.
The group meets every Wednesday at Hope Center in Belleville. Joliker said newcomers are always welcome. The city of Belleville will celebrate Dr. James B. Collip Day tomorrow. Collip was a biochemist born and raised in the city who helped in the discovery of insulin, a crucial medicine for people with diabetes. Chair of the Dr. James B. Collip Recognition Committee, Richard Hughes, says the Collip is worth remembering.
Your local hero should be known. People in Belleville and Hastings County should know that, you know, a person born and raised here accomplished great things.
A display dedicated to Collip will be at the Belleville Public Library between 10 to 5 tomorrow. Schools across Ontario are taking part in Bullying Awareness and Prevention Week. Students and the community are encouraged to come together to put an end to bullying. The week-long campaign ends on Sunday, but Communications Officer Carrie Donnell of the Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board says the message is taught throughout the year.
there's always a focus on being respectful and caring citizens. Also, within our school board, our approach to teaching children to be good citizens is something that we call growing with character. And we have 8 character attributes, or core values, as they could also be known, that are reinforced with and taught through the curriculum. Those attributes are, there are 8 particular words: caring, cooperation, honesty, humor, integrity, respect, responsibility, and trustworthiness. Mm-hmm. And those are traits that are woven through the curriculum, through the daily learning in classrooms.
Ontario's first official Bullying Awareness Week was in November 2010. A Conservative MP from Saskatchewan says he denies calling a provincial NDP candidate a whore. A reporter from Moose Jaw has posted a video that shows Tom Lukiski urging his supporters to help a Saskatchewan party legislator member in the provincial election slated for April. He says the word he used was hoard.
I am seeking legal counsel on this one because this is obviously an attempt to smear my reputation of something that I did not say.
Conservative Party leader Rona Ambrose says she has watched the video and it is difficult to hear exactly what he said, but she says she accepts Lukiski's explanation. CFB Trenton is looking to get people active this weekend for Sports Days in Canada. The nationwide event is meant to show the power of sport to build community and get Canadians moving. Co-chair of CFB Trenton's Sports Day, Major Sean Duffy, says people need to get involved.
There's all kinds of individual things that people can do to stay fit and to participate and stay active. So obviously it's very important for Canada as a whole and for our healthcare system and for the health of all Canadians.
Saturday's events kick off at 9 a.m. and wrap up at noon. A barbecue lunch is available that day as well. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
After college, I thought it would be easy finding a job on my own. I was wrong, but Career Edge taught me about the Youth Job Connection program. They pay me for workplace training, and soon I'll be employed.
The new Youth Job Connection program provides youth aged 15 to 29 paid training, job placements, and support. The next session starts December 7th. Call Career Edge, 969-0830.
Career Edge at on.ca.
This Employment Ontario service is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
QNET Sports. In Junior A action tonight, North York takes on Kingston while Trenton faces off against Newmarket. Both games start at 7:30. In Empire B, Gananoque goes against Picton, also at 7:30. In hockey, it's a busy day Thursday night in the NHL with 9 games on tap. In Montreal, the Atlantic-leading Canadiens prepare to take on star rookie Max Domi and the Arizona Coyotes. Meanwhile, in Ottawa, the Senators will host the suddenly surging Columbus Blue Jackets. In football, the Jacksonville Jaguars host the Tennessee Titans tonight in a game of 2 teams with playoff aspirations despite having horrible records. Jacksonville enters the game at 3-6, 1 game ahead of Tennessee. But both teams are within striking distance of first place in the awful AFC South. New York Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick will start against the Houston Texans on Sunday, barring any setbacks with his surgically repaired left thumb. Coach Todd Bowles says that Fitzpatrick fully participated in practice a day after sitting out team drills. Fitzpatrick was injured at Oakland on November 1st, but played through the injury the next 2 games with his thumb in a brace. In NBA basketball, Milwaukee forward Jabari Parker returns tonight as the Bucks visit the Cleveland Cavaliers in NBA action. Parker missed Milwaukee's last game because of a sprained right foot. In other action tonight, the undefeated Golden State Warriors visit the LA Clippers. In Major League Baseball, Josh Donaldson or Mike Trout? The debate over who is the most valuable player in the American League will be decided when the award is handed out later today. Toronto's Donaldson hit 297 with 41 home runs and 123 RBIs batted in last season. Trout hit 290 with 41 home runs and 90 RBIs for Los Angeles. In golf, Dan Halderson, one of Canada's most consistent golfers, has died at age 63. Halderson won the 1980 Pensacola Open for his lone PGA Tour title and helped Canada win two World Cup titles. Golf Canada says he died last night, 2 days after suffering a stroke. In international sports, the March 17th to 20th championships in Portland, Oregon, are the first major competition that Russia would miss under its provisional suspension from the International Association of Athletics Federation. The indefinite ban was imposed last week after Russia was accused by an independent World Anti-Doping Agency commission of running a state-sponsored doping program. Russian officials have said they hope to return to competition in less than 3 months. But the IAAF said Thursday it has set a date of March 27th, a week after the Portland Championships end, for its inspectors to deliver their first report to the Governing Council. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now to the weather. The forecast for Belleville tonight, clear, becoming partly cloudy this evening, low plus one. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high plus five. Tomorrow night, increasing cloudiness, low minus one. It's 4:11 at 15 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nikolai Karpinski. QNET News, news on 91X, next at 5.